Hello and welcome to an all new episode of Love My Poland. Well, we are in the second week of our virus quarantine, and if you're like me and my family, you're probably spending a whole lot of time in your kitchen turning out some really good dishes. And I don't know about you, but I do not miss fast food at all whatsoever. Forget about McDonald's. And you know, I am blessed to have my parents-in-law close by at this time to help us out. We have three young children and we need all the help we can get. And fortunately, I'm getting a variety of warm, healthy dishes served to me on a daily basis. I really can't complain. And here in Poland, it's often hit or miss with food. There are dishes you may try once and you say to yourself, that was the first and last time I ever tried that, flaki. And then there are some dishes you taste, you think, boy, I've been missing out on that. Where has that dish been all my life? Well, today, it's my pleasure to not only do a taste test with you here online, but to show you a simple yet amazingly delicious recipe that you will thank me for later. It's all coming up right now. I'd like to point out first and foremost that the dish today is not a main course dish. It's actually a side dish and it's called miseria. And if you do a Polish to English translation of miseria, it comes out to, you ready? Cucumber salad. I certainly couldn't disagree with that translation. It is a cucumber salad, but it's so much better than any cucumber salad I have ever had back in America. The Polish name miseria means poverty or state of being poor in Latin. So perhaps it got its name due to the fact that it's a poor, modest cucumber salad. And here in Poland, miseria can be prepared so many different ways that your head will spin. I'm really looking forward in the comments section to reading the comments of my Polish viewers and seeing how many different varieties there are to preparing miseria. Please fire away in the comments section. So let's get right to it. First of all, we've got to start with cucumber. And we'll peel our cucumber. That's the whole thing. Usually you use one whole large cucumber. That would be enough to feed a family of four. But for this recipe, I have peeled and cut just about a half of one. I'm making a portion for two and using about half of a large cucumber. The cucumber has to be sliced. We prefer really thin slices. I'll get in there in a second. And we place them in a bowl just like this. About half a cucumber of slices right there. Next, we're going to add some salt. And I'm using Croatian sea salt that I picked up last summer in Istria. I'll add about two or three little pinches here. I like my miseria a little bit salty, but I know for those of you that are preparing this dish, you can kind of take away or add as you see fit. And at this point, we're going to leave the cucumbers and the salt out for about 1 hour. The cucumber during this time will release its juices. The salt will pull those juices out of it. And this is crucial for the dish to turn out well. So let's put that to the side and I'll be back in an hour. All right, an hour has gone by. So let's continue on with the next ingredients. It's at this point that I add in my pepper. I give my pepper grinder here just a few twists. I really like pepper and everything, so maybe a few more than that. I add my pepper in, and on top of that, we'll throw in our final two ingredients, the buttermilk in Polish maślanka and the sour cream. You could also go, if you don't like buttermilk, you could go with kefir as well. Not the biggest kefir fan in the world, but I personally like it only with buttermilk. So let's pour on about a cup of buttermilk and we'll hit it with 2 tablespoons of sour cream after that. Just about a cup right there or so. 2 tablespoons of our sour cream here. Yeah. After giving it a thorough stir, it's basically ready. It's time for the taste test. Let's give this a taste. I've got some cucumbers hanging off my spoon here. This dish is nothing short of amazing. All the flavors coming together, the salt, the salty cucumber, the juices of the cucumber, the pepper, the buttermilk, the sour cream, all together. If you never had this before, you're missing out. You've got to try this. I can't describe it to you. It's something that you just have to personally come and try, prepare at home. I think all the ingredients are available around the world, so it shouldn't be an issue. This is really a delicious, delicious dish. Now, for those of you that know a bit about miseria, you may be asking, Russell, where's the dill? You forgot the dill. I know, I know. We really have two versions in my family. We have a winter version, which is this version, and a summer version. Out in our garden, we grow fresh dill every year, and during the summer months, we add that dill in there, and it's equally tasty that way. Again, this has been our recipe. I've heard of people preparing miseria with onion, with lettuce, with oil, with vinegar, lemon juice, garlic, chives or parsley in place of the dill. I've even heard of folks adding sugar to it. I have to try it that way. I don't think I'd like it, but we'll see. To each his own, I suppose. Anyways, thanks so much for watching. It's my daily prayer that everything in our lives and in our world will come back to normal very soon, and that you all stay safe out there. I am keeping at home as much as possible. I'm following the rules, and I'm spending time with my precious family. This is something I don't get to do very often. I work so much. Anyway, I wish you all the best of health, and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.